I was thinking the other day that we've had a long conversation about Bond over the years and the various things. I was thinking maybe we should expand on that
sounds like a really long opening thing where you're going to drop in like a title of a Bond movie as a punchline, and that's going to be our cold open, but you don't get to do a cold open today. Do you know why?
No,
because last month someone forgot to do a shout out to all of our patrons. So now we got to cut the cold open short so we can crack on with the show and do it.
Push
the button. Hello and welcome to
the March episode of the Fantasy Film League podcast.
I'm Mr. Birch. You are Mr. Smith.
I am still Mr. Smith.
From the echoey sound around us, you can tell that we are recording this from the Fortress of Birchitude, which means a couple of things. And one, it's time for some obscure biscuits.
Yes!
This month, Germany. So I have a Knopper. Knopper. And you've got a...
I've got a Hanuta.
Right.
So Hazelnuss Schnitter.
Hazel. So this is like nice. A chocolatey, whiskety kind of thingy. Hang on.
Oh, that looks...
Yeah, it's... Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Yeah, it's but like yours is like
a...
And...
Yeah, but yours is like the same, but like a little
mine's
bit
a
more
bit
simplistic.
Simplistic, but like...
But it's got like it's a like massive a slab. Layer. So do you want to have a quick...
Okay, yeah. Oh, they're good.
You're listening to the Biscuit Podcast. Mm. Right. Mm.
I wouldn't want to dunk these though.
Oh, they're not
the
dunkable.
Wafer.
No.
I don't think they'd have that. The structural integrity would not be good.
Nicked dunkage.
I feel we're getting off the mark. We're getting off the mark already.
Yeah.
Because I think we said we've got to say thank you to all of our patrons. Without further ado.
We've got loads to cover.
Mm.
Which doesn't include eating biscuits.
Mm.
So we've got news. Mm-hmm. We got Oscars. Mm-hmm. We got questions about how the scoring works.
Yep.
Patrons.
Mm-hmm.
Bond films coming up, and all kinds of game updates. So,
way too much stuff.
Right. I'm going to eat this biscuit, and then we're going to crack on. Right.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
Let's have a biscuit break.
So during the break, two things have happened. One, we finished our biscuits.
Yes.
And two, you have dunked. You dunked it.
I did. And? It did not. Go well.
Okay.
I'm just, when I get to the bottom of this cup of tea, there's going to be some sludgy. Yeah.
Well,
you were right.
Hey, you know, you roll your dice, you take your shot.
Yep.
So we very quietly launched our Patreon page a few months back.
We did.
And then someone actually found it before we launched it, which was a bit weird because I was traveling at the time and it kind of pinged up and said, hey, this person's, you know, sponsoring you. So,
But we've had a few more people
join. We've had a few more. So basically the Patreon page, is just a way for people to kind of contribute towards the running of the game. So we don't do, we do a few adverts, we don't do an awful lot. We don't obviously sell anyone's details. We run the game out of our own pocket, so we have our own server. Whopper generally has to be sacrificed. He's moving up to kind of quite terrifying things now. But anyway, we need to put certain stuff into Whopper every month. And a lot of people contribute it. And, you know, it doesn't get you any game advantage, but it does give you a...
You get some shinies.
You get some shinies. You get a little badge on the website to say that you're supporting us. And obviously you get our thanks. And you also get access to a patrons-only Discord page.
Yes, which now includes, as of this month, a little sneak peek. A couple of hours early, Whopper dials in, you know, fires up the modem.
I've seen the download.
It downloads a bit of a data dump at the top of the league.
A couple
table.
Of bytes. So you get a couple of
hours head start on everyone.
So you don't get to see how your cast is broken down, and you don't get to see specifically who's made you money before everyone else. But you do get to see the top 20. So, and it's a little thank you. And we're obviously very keen on not to make the game in any way pay to win, because that's not how we work. But it's really great that people are doing it. And at the moment, as we speak at the moment, with the number of patrons we're getting to the point where we're starting to almost be able to cover our running costs.
A little bit more would be awesome.
A little bit more and we can cover
our
running costs.
But we're not here to pimp the Patreon page out
and
try and get more people. We're actually here to say thank you, because that's another thing you get.
Exactly.
Is a shout out.
You get a shout out. So we've now actually, since we have started, we have gained four more patrons.
Woohoo!
And they are Kevin McDee.
Yep.
They are Metaron.
Yep.
Movie League Mike
mm-hmm.
and Professor Procrastination.
Yes.
Who obviously was going to do it last month, but
just didn't really get around to it. It did take quite a while.
So yeah,
but all well-known players and chatters.
All well-known players on the Discord pages. Mm-hmm. There's also grudges as well. So I think there's a very friendly rivalry going on. And generally, these people who are contributing towards it. Thank you very much.
A huge thank you from us.
Yeah,
you don't have to do it, but it makes us smile. It makes us so happy that people actually put their hand in their pocket and they love us that much.
I was on a plane somewhere when I got an announcement that someone has sponsored me. And I was like, woohoo! And I was like, what? Look at this, brilliant! Woohoo!
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay. So, and I had to explain to Mrs. B how this works. She's like, right, so these people are just giving you money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're playing the game. Yeah. And she's like,
that's cool, isn't it?
Okay. And I was like, yeah, it's really good. And she's like, okay, whatever. Go.
The thing is, every time a new patron comes along, you and I are so excited.
We're so psyched.
It's like every single time. So, thank you. But
it's great. So there's a couple of payment levels, and as we go on through 2020, we're going to add a couple more extra little bits into it, so that you could just have a few little bonuses,
a few more perks.
The first thing that everyone on the Patreon page gets is an invite to the Few Good Men screening.
Oh yeah,
which is on.
Ah, excellent.
We're ready for this. We're going to announce the date, and we're going to announce it on the podcast next month.
Right,
but I'm going to announce it to the patrons first. Now we can't fly you over here, so if you are based in the US. If you really, really want to get on a plane and come over here, we'll find you a spare room. We'll put you up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I think anyone who's UK-based, you're very welcome to come down and join us. And I think you're working on some stuff for the A Few Good Men thing. You were idly flicking through merch catalogues at some point.
That might be a thing, but we don't want to hold our fire on that.
But so next month we will announce when the A Few Good Men screening is on, and if you can make it, you're very welcome to come. Just let us know. So there's the patrons.
Yep.
Thank you. We need to move on. And which news are we going with?
Oh, let's flip a coin.
This is the news.
Old school.
Classic. The best. Right. Game updates. Talk to me.
Yes. Okay.
Because you wrote me a huge list last night of all of the stuff.
Yeah.
And you've said sneak peeks, leaks. What's leaks?
Right. Hang on. Let me bring my list up.
Oh, is this a story now, is there?
Sign in toast. Hang on. Let me go from the front. Right. So,
is there a gluten free option?
Yes, of course. So, I've been doing lots of little things, and it was sort of inspired by someone finding a bug. So I've been going through and doing a lot of little bug fixes. The first one was we put out, and we talked about on the podcast last time, the scores drop at the same time every week now, 5 p.m.
Yes.
on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But DM Biggins, being the, shall we say, thorough guy that he is, noticed that...
thorough being 25-minute interview last month about how he won the FFL.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if he ever does radio work, that's going to be on his demo reel, but yeah.
Because he was good.
He was good.
Go back and listen, people.
Great.
If you want to be a contender, that guy gave you some awesome
tips. Interesting
right.
stuff.
But he noticed, if you went to your all-time... your all-time earnings, you could see what your earnings were going to be before they dropped properly in the main game. So
so you would sneak peek.
Yeah.
But you have to go somewhere specific to find it.
And, okay. And he found it. And I have a little list of bugs I'm aware of in the system. And I thought, oh, no one will ever find that. And then it's like, oh, okay, right. Well, if he's found that, probably means found the other thing. So I just thought, I'm just going to clean it up. And where are all these little paper cuts that people might get? Did he find
Project Orpheus?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Okay, good.
But, you know, you never know. So one of the things is, what's a sign-in toast?
What's a sign-in toast?
So sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
It does. So, I know what those three words mean, together. But not when you put them together.
I couldn't think of a quick. I just wanted to write a quick way to remind me. I didn't think you were going to read it out. So, when I've been doing some work to improve, make the game more friendly on your phone. And when I did that, I made some changes, and it meant that when you signed in or clicked from the front page through, like, you know, play now, you'd get a toast is a little thing that pops up at the bottom of the screen. And so sometimes it would say, like, you can't pick this person or whatever, you know, little message, that goes away. That's that in the biz, that's called a toast, because it pops up and then it goes away. In a toaster, right?
Yeah, okay.
But it was coming up empty, and I hadn't noticed. It's like, oh, that's stupid. So I got rid of that. Just because it was annoying me. Another place where those toasts would pop up is like, if you went and found someone like Stan Lee, who was no longer available to pick, because we don't let you pick people who have passed away.
Yeah.
His pick button was still active. And in fact, anyone who was unavailable, you could still hit the pick button, but it would then pop up a little toast you can't do it. So rather than that, I've just made it switch the button off.
Right.
So it says, you can't pick this person.
Right.
Right. So that's another one.
But you can still see the money that they have made and still have the little memorial page.
Another one. See, this is, Dean Biggins was like all over this. And this is, I think, when he'd found a couple of things, it's like, all right, I've got to fix it. I've got to fix all the things I'm aware of.
We could tranquilize him in time to the chair.
It might be easier. Yeah. It might be faster. Actually. We could send the guys out, right? So when you clicked on an award, it would go, you've earned this much money for this award. For the Oscars, though, it was saying, you've got this much. And then it would say immediately underneath it, you've got something else.
Right,
which was a hangover from the way the awards used to work in the first year, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's all now consistent and clean and worked up.
We'll come back to the Oscars in a minute anyway. But
the last bug I fixed was to do with, we have certain individuals in the system available who have, shall we say, custom images when you look at them on the system.
My nephew found this guy. My nephew basically stumbled over this and went, oh, why have we got this one in here? I was like, oh, damn it. Mm. I was playing a long game on that one. I was planning on doing a good joke for that
one. So Whopper checks every night for the images, and he was overloading the custom images with the images that are in the original images that we get from the movie database.
Yes.
And it was getting wiped out every night. So I've stopped that happening now. So certain individuals who have a custom image, their custom image will be maintained. But I'm not going to say any more or give any details. I'm just going to leave that as a little mystery for the players to go and investigate. Right now, but the facility is there for future custom imagery should we need it. Indeed. Okay, so that was all the bug fixes I've done. The other things, we already talked about the sneak peeks in Discord for the patrons. That's something we've done since the last podcast. And then, you know, I talked about phone friendliness. The leaderboards now work really nicely on phones. It was like the main area that I hadn't sort of taken through a sort of a phone friendly revamp. So now pretty much the whole game none of the page layout should be funky if you're looking on a phone.
The ultimate goal for us is to put this onto a web app.
Yes.
But web apps are expensive.
I'm working on a way, but some cash would be advantageous. It is a very, very
long-term
I'm trying
goal
to keep
us.
The cost down, but even with the cost reduction.
Yeah, even getting it on. So it's something that hopefully we'd love to be able to do. If you are a web developer, or an app developer, and you've got like a spare, you know, 6 months to put it together for us, hey, give us a call.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's like, it's lots of little things, but sort of quality of life improvements for players.
Yeah, I mean, we don't mess about with the rules, except every year we tweak everything. So obviously we've changed the voice rules this year, and we've done a couple of other things. So we don't mess with the game mechanics, which means that you get bored and start looking for other things to do.
Mm.
So that's fine.
Something we should talk about, but I think it needs its own section, is there's been some discussion about either having monthly or quarterly leagues. So people who join halfway through the year. So should we talk about that now?
Have we finished with the news?
I think that's from a game point of view.
Right, do we need to just throw in a little stinger?
Yeah, let's have one now. One of the suggestions we had from the patrons, because non-patrons probably aren't aware that we put a little article together for, not article, like a roadmap of here's all the things we're thinking.
We did. We put a little bit of a list of things that we're thinking about and just got some feedback.
So all the patrons had a read through of those things. And one of the things that we hadn't thought about that popped up and was a really nice idea was, you know, if you stumble over the Fantasy Film League halfway through the year, and frankly, if you look at the proportion of the people in the world who know about the Fantasy Film League versus those who don't, there's a few more people who don't know.
There are.
So you're more likely to be in this stumble in it halfway through the year. If that's you, it's kind of playing the year-long game. It's kind of like, well, why would I start now? I'm never going
to
get to the top.
Yeah, you're
right?
The,
you
top
know,
50,
and you can play the weekly game, and you can try and get like hit the top for any given week. But it would be nice to have maybe a sort of some goal between 1 week and a whole year. So one of the suggestions was, well, could you do like run a monthly league or a quarterly league? And I think the answer to that is yes, hell, that is a great idea. Let's go do it. So, I mean, obviously for the first quarter of the year, you don't have to do anything in the system. We will just look in week...
You just play the game, we'll tell you.
Week 13, we'll see who's the top. It's like, yay, you're the winner.
Yay, you won, you won.
And then between now and the end of, June, week 26... I'll put something in the system so we can show you how you're doing in that sort of second quarter.
Who's the highest earner between week 14 to 26?
I've already jumped onto doing this quarterly.
Cool.
I think the reason we can't do it monthly is the mathematics gets insane, because it's like, well, how many weeks are in a month when there's actually, there's 52 weeks in the year and we run like by numbered
weeks, right?
13 weeks
in the quarter, yeah.
So you've got like, it's like
4,
13 months?
There's 3 weeks and 5, there's 5.
What do we call the extra month? You know, it's like, you know, I know you know, but it's by the by.
First of all, you do not want to get involved in time-related problems.
It's
because that is A, my department, and B, that's, you don't want to be anywhere near that, because it's going to get confusing. You end up meeting yourself.
So I think it, with quarters...
You end up learning Latin for no reason, and you end up making reference to things that haven't happened yet. And frankly, as far as I'm concerned, plus orbit sufficient for that.
Well, precisely.
So, you know, we'll move on.
Yeah.
But quarterly sounds better.
Because 52 weeks in the year divided by four, 13 weeks, and we can just do it every 13 weeks. Now we need, you know, someone point out what you're going to call them. You know, is it the winter one? Is it the blockbuster season? Not sure if we call it seasons. Ooh. It's going to get complicated, because if we call it seasons, we call the year a season currently. So do I need to rename seasons to years, and then we can have seasons?
I have some ideas.
Okay.
So, of what we can call it. First of all, sponsorship slots are available.
Is that a patron thing? If we put a really high tier in,
you can have a name season. You can have a quarter named after you.
Oh my.
I think that's asking for trouble, but I think I think we should definitely, you know, make the system available to corporate sponsorship
season.
At some point. But yeah, I think we'll find names for them.
Yes. Because we work on the calendar year, so that means they're going to be the calendar seasons, you know, January, February, March, April, May, June. We can work something out. 52 weeks in the year doesn't quite fit into 365 or 366 days in a year.
Yeah.
So what it does mean is every now and again, we're going to have a year where there's 53 weeks, not 52. Or we have to take a leap week out where the game doesn't happen. Now, Whopper can totally give us 53 weeks in the year if we want. And it probably means, therefore, the last, every 7 years,
Stop. As a safety warning, if you're currently operating heavy machinery, we recommend that you stop listening immediately. No, stop. Leap. No.
Right.
They don't need to
know
about
this. I'm
just
telling you, when people come up with ideas, some muggins over here has to think this through properly.
There's consequences.
Right? There are consequences to these ideas.
As we both know, I have a fully functioning Infinity Gauntlet upstairs. And if you need me to click that button, I'll click that button and I'll do it.
Yeah. So I think what we've agreed is we're going to do quarters, we're going to give them names.
But if you email us and say, I think you'll find quarter four had 12 weeks, not 13 weeks, we'll find out where you live.
I'm going to warn people up front that, you know, because I think what we've discovered is some of the players don't like surprises, right?
Yes.
When they think something's going to happen and then it doesn't happen the way they think.
So
I'm trying to be up front
so
with
the
end
of week 12.
13. 13,
so
12.
When we calculate week 13's scores,
yes, yeah,
then whoever's at the top five those top five people will be the first quarter winners.
It'll be the week 13, yeah, and then right. week 26, and I can't do the rest of the sums, yeah.
Okay.
39.
Yeah. Okay, no
52.
Problem.
52. Yeah.
So, if you are going to want, so this comes down to it now, are you playing for the long game, or are you going to go for glory? Because you can massively screw yourself over for quarter two if you win the first quarter, because you can win the first quarter
and then
get the glory
out.
And then absolutely flame out because yeah. you've got no money left.
But maybe if you know you're not going to win the year,
yeah.
or you think maybe you screwed up, you can go right, okay, I can't do the year now because DM Biggins or whoever it is
has gone too
they've
far
aced
ahead.
It. They made a call. I made a mistake, but okay, I can't win because I messed up Q1. But. I am going to win. I am going to dominate Q2 or
yeah.
Q3
okay.
or whatever.
All right. So,
and we definitely need to name them because you and I have just like seamlessly segued into business speak and started talking about Q2
I know,
and Q3.
But this is what we do for a living. Well, it's what
yeah.
you do for a living. We
yeah. So they, yeah, we idea. Desperately need. So if you've got any ideas around this or maybe suggestions about how much you're willing to pay us for naming these quarters, please get in contact with us on Discord.
Okay. Let us know because I've got some ideas. I think. Okay, I've got some thoughts, and I think we can mess around with it. But I'm
not sure I like that twinkle in your eye.
I know
it's mischievous.
I've got an idea. So,
okay,
yeah. Okay.
All right. While we're being all ambitious and changing the game, because I love changing the game, because that definitely doesn't mean that I get lots of headaches while I rewrite the code and think about 13
months.
Are we talking about
map?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking. So the other thing that came up, we had the Oscars a while back. We're not going to spend time off.
They've
been and gone.
People won, people lost.
There were a few bumps in the road when it came to handing out the awards for best...
So I tried to put some bets down for the Oscars. Because I did it last year.
Oh, right, yeah.
I put bets down for people I thought should win rather than would win. This time round, I put down the bets for people I thought would win. And I nailed it, by the way. I got it completely correct.
Awesome.
Pushed a button on my betting app
yeah.
to go in. It says enter your card details. Put my card details in. My card has an automatic default gambling lock on it.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I can't
denied.
Do it. Yeah. So then I had to call the card people to say, I need to unlock the gambling thing. And I thought they just got, oh, yeah, no problem. Done. There's a 48-hour
no!
cooldown. Because when the fun stops,
no
stop. So the 48-hour oh. cooldown... To basically so that you
no.
can't blow all your money on it. Now, I was literally, I was going to put in 20 pounds as a bet.
Right.
Right. So, you know, and I would have got back like 30 something. Yeah. It would have been nothing. But because I put the cool down period in, I completely forgot to put the bet down after 2 days.
Oh, that is terrible.
I know,
how much did
no,
you want? Do you know how much
oh,
you would
I would
won?
Have, I think I would have won. I think I would have put down 20 and I would have won 25 because
oh, okay,
everyone
right.
I picked
like
was an absolute
really
shoo-in.
Yeah.
yeah. And I need to yeah. do the Oscars. I need to do them
earlier
next time.
Right,
but
yeah.
anyway, point
okay.
being is it just made me
yeah.
smile because I went, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm annoyed
well, you know,
because you can't do it, but also that's kind of, that's
yeah.
good.
But the FFL definitely does not condone gambling, but that does remind me, we should totally do a bond watch.
We need,
I've
got the A-track over here, we'll put it
right.
in a second.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
we will. But,
right.
yeah.
What was I talking about?
Oscars, sorry, Oscars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so it took several attempts to get the Oscar awards right, or the Oscar, not the Oscar awards, but the awards the FFL gives
what,
to
you
the
mean,
players
you mean,
for picking
you
the...
You mean reading out the right winner?
No, that was the year before last, dude. Like, yeah. And one of the suggestions was, well, maybe with the Oscars, because it's quite tricky. You have to get someone, you actually have to have someone in your fantasy film in
the
right
week.
Before, I actually had to go back through Whopper's code to work out how it worked. It was that complicated. And someone suggested, like, well, why don't you just have a mini game instead? One of the
yes.
players on Discord, why don't you have a mini game? You just get to pick who you think is going to be in it. What an awesome idea. I mean, our players are like on fire. They have got some really great ideas.
So completely separate
so
to the main
next
game,
year, 2021,
just,
totally
you can just
separate.
Put in a little accumulator.
For free.
You put an accumulator in of
who you think best, you know, who
right.
who best director, best actor, best supporting actor, best actress, best supporting actress. You get pick five, doesn't cost you anything. Boom. In you go. And then if you get the right thing, maybe you earn some Fufflebucks, right? Just a mini game on the side, maybe get an award.
I think if you
something
win,
like that.
It's an award and a little bit of Fuffle.
Yeah, and if you get all five right, it might be a platinum,
Ooh.
Something like that, you know, because we love that kind of stuff. That's
not worthy of a platinum.
Yeah, so I'm gonna, so I've got like almost a year, which means I'll probably leave it till like mid-February and then panic like,
and then they'll move
the Oscars up a few weeks like they did again suddenly.
Okay.
But anyway, that's coming, that'll be coming in 2021. It's like a trailer for next year's blockbusters.
Can we do a pre-trailer trailer?
I think we messed up. We should have thought this through before we started.
We'll do it next time.
If anyone's got any ideas how we could reuse that kind of pick some people and win a prize elsewhere in the year, we could run other mini games off of that sort of mechanics. I've nothing springing to mind. I mean, we could do other award ceremonies if we wanted, but we've sort of historically stayed away because it's, you know,
we've generally just done the Oscars. We've occasionally done the BAFTA. We did the BAFTAs way back,
but I'm just thinking, is there anything that happens that else, you know, other times in the year? Because all those awards, they're all like stacked up. It'd be lovely if we could sort of have some of that. Anyway, if anyone's got like a genius idea, because we've already had a couple from the players already, I'm sure someone's sitting on. Someone is listening to this right now going, it's obvious, do this, you fools. So please jump on the Discord, let us know. Maybe we'll set it up even sooner than before the Oscars. Maybe we'll do something this year. Who knows? All right.
Wow, you've spoken a lot. We need to give you less coffee.
Yeah, that triple espresso. Someone had a bad idea.
Someone had a question about top billing.
Oh, right, okay. I think we need to put another one of those musical bits in because that's like, I need to like, go and like calm down because I'm like saying like a lot. Right.
Okay, like, let's like do it. So we've had a couple of questions regarding the creative side of the system.
I think
so
Professor Procrastination was asking just a couple of days back.
How it works. So,
yeah.
Basically, the one thing... So Whopper's really good. So obviously a lot of the system's automated. It pulls in the cast lists. It tells us who it is. It
pulls in the films and when they're going to come out. Sort of. Pulls in the trailers, yeah.
Pulls in.
It doesn't always get the release date quite right.
It all depends on how that works. But yeah, so it does. The one thing it doesn't do is obviously assign who is in the film. So if it's an animation, it's really straightforward because you have two roles in animation. You have the director or usually directors.
Yep.
And then you have all of the voice cast.
Yes.
And they all score the same no matter who they are.
It's one quarter of what the director earns.
So it's 25% of the full score. When you get into top billing and supporting cast, it gets a little bit more fluid.
Mm.
Now, we've had issues in the past where we have specified that someone is... Basically, the top billing is decided by me.
When you get down to it. Birch's discretion.
When you get down to it, it's what we refer to as Birch's discretion. So I try and go and see as many films as I can. And sometimes I'm successful and sometimes I'm not. I've had a particularly bad February because I've been off doing things somewhere, generally Germany, hence biscuits. So I try and see a film and usually you'll get a really good idea. So for example, if you look at something like Joker, you kind of know who's going to be top billing and who's going to be supporting. But if you get into a film, like for example,
if you go back and just look at it, generally speaking, in a film, there's usually one, two, maybe three or four people who the story revolves around.
Yes.
Right. And that's the whole purpose of top billing is like who's really carrying the film, the guy or girl
in this film.
So with Joker, obviously you've got one guy, right? It's obvious. Right. Yeah. That is it. And everyone else is just swirling around them.
Let's talk about Jumanji, the next level.
Right. Okay. So this is the other end.
Kevin Hart and The Rock, or is it Kevin Hart, The Rock, Jack Black, and Karen Gillan?
Right. Exactly. And this is where you've sort of got an ensemble cast, right? You know.
So is it fairer that you put them all as top billing or should they all be supporting cast? Like when we did Avengers, we had to decide who was top billing. And seeing as everyone was in that film, we had to work out. So
a difference because you'll earn double for a top billing person versus supporting cast.
So I actually went and saw it on opening day because I was thankful enough that my car was in for a service and I couldn't go to work. So I went in and saw it. And I went and saw it and I came home and I went,
did your car... Break.
No, it was a bizarre coincidence. It was really good.
Did it accidentally drive over a nail?
I can't give it to work, boss. The car doesn't work. No, it was genuinely, it needed its annual service. Yeah. But I watched the film and I kind of went, right, I think that that this person and this person are top billing.
Yeah.
And then
I think we even
everyone else.
We had a Discord channel.
We did.
Specifically.
I ran it because I wanted to run it past everybody.
Because it was so pivotal. Because it was going to be...
Because it was going
to
be
so many cast of people to pick from. Going to be in the charts for such a long time. Actually, it didn't. But that's
generally speaking, you can normally tell. So usually, if you look at a movie poster, it's usually the people's whose name is above the title.
Exactly.
As a rough guide.
Right.
However, as I've now said that out loud, there are going to be very obvious exceptions to that.
Yes. So when I'm, sometimes I'm deputizing for you and I have to make that decision in any given week. And you nailed it. What I look at is I look at the posters and I try and infer from the posters. And then if it's still not clear, I'll watch the trailer. And then we make a decision based on that. But we're looking for 1, 2, 3, or 4 people we think the story is being carried by. But we don't always get it right.
No.
We will have to make a judgment call. And that's part of the game is that random element. The prices are okay.
Prices aren't random.
They are not random, but they are not assigned as if it were like some sort of stock exchange.
There is
variation, and there are some bargains in there.
There's an algorithm, and there is a human factor.
Exactly, and that's part of the game. Because if it was just a stock exchange, then we'd probably just take all the human. We'd just run it entirely by algorithms, and there would be no fun and excitement of spotting that bargain or that thing that no one else has seen or picking someone who you think is going to be great, but then they turn out to be way too expensive
or taking a chance on a film that, you know, everyone said this is going to absolutely blow and it does absolutely blow, but everyone goes and sees it anyway.
Yes.
And suddenly
your reviews are terrible, but everyone sees it anyway.
But everyone's gone, oh, no, it's so bad, it's good. And end up like Cats, for example, right? Now, Cats is an example of that not happening, but...
Yes.
But it could have been. It could have been. Oh my God! This film is so awful.
A Quiet Place, for an example, right?
Great
no
example.
One saw it coming. No one heard it coming.
Nice.
And it was huge, right?
Absolutely. So yeah, the devil.
Yeah.
Now,
top billing versus supporting is the same thing. It's part of that kind of necessary noise in the game to make it interesting.
Yeah. So we don't tell you. Who is going to be top billing.
We'll tell you,
sometimes on the Trailers podcast, we'll kind of give you an idea of who's in it and we'll kind of say, oh, they're probably top billing, they're probably supporting.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it won't be done until I do the scores.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, there is an appeal process.
Yes.
On
Discord.
You can go on Discord and you can kind of go, and you can make your case. And honestly, it's great to get the feedback, but occasionally I'll just go, no. Now, a really good example of this would be the whole Josh Brolin thing.
Yes.
Because Josh Brolin would technically have been a voice only in Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and last year that would have meant he was only earning 10%.
But we decided because he is such a large part of the story, even though it is a performance capture performance, it still should count as supporting. So we do occasionally break our own rules.
Yes.
Whereas Vin Diesel, who plays Groot, doesn't have an awful lot to do.
Yep.
He can very happily be a voice. So there is a chance for us to break the rules and we generally get it right.
Yep.
But we sometimes get it wrong. And sometimes that's the way the game plays.
Yeah. We can go back and change billings. And so what we tend to do is our rule of thumb, and all of these are rule of thumbs,
is go low.
Is we'll go low and then upgrade people if we've got it wrong. However, we did just have a case where we went the other way and we can do a Thanos-like snap.
Which we've done.
And fix what once went wrong and downgrade people if we've made a really egregious error. So with Sonic, we had put the guy who does the voice of Sonic as supporting cast.
Yeah, that was my fault because I just hit the wrong thing on the
right. Okay. And we didn't feel that it was a Thanos situation that we wanted to... No, that is right. So we put him back down. And so some people's balances decreased by a small amount.
Yes. So now you're living in
And I actually looked at the league tables and no one changed position that week okay. before and after.
Before the snap.
So it wasn't like suddenly people were disappearing in a cloud of grey dust.
So no basically one's, no nobody one's noticed. Living, no one's currently living in a fractured timeline where it's yeah. a dystopian future.
Now there Tannen, is there is
Biff Tannen's the president.
There is a slight echo that can happen.
An echo. We've gone a bit time yeah, traveling, yeah, again, yeah. haven't we?
What you can detect when this if people's balances are moved around.
Because, if you say Mandela right, effect, I'm going to throw something at you.
I am not going to do that. We don't go back and correct the awards that were given out. So let's say you got an award for getting over 100 million and suddenly you were at 99.9 because of that
because
change.
Because of that drop.
We're not going to take that award away from you
right.
because of reasons.
Because that would unmake the universe.
It would possible paradoxes may ensue. So... So,
yeah,
but generally speaking, we feel like that person's going to get that award soon enough anyway. Yeah. Or, you know, we want to try where possible to avoid taking things away from people. Because that kind of sucks.
Well, it basically causes what we like to call here at the FFL, a very simple term for it, which is a temporal cascade failure.
Exactly. Imagine you got the reverse temporal.
Okay. Imagine every molecule in your body simultaneously stopping and exploding at the speed of light. It's total protonic reversal.
Exactly.
And no one needs that.
Well, that's like the basic way of explaining, right? I don't want to get into the specific details, but yeah, you're along the right line. You know, for example, imagine you just got the award for getting into the top 10.
Yeah.
And then there was a little recalculation, you moved into 11, right?
Yeah.
Not going to take that top 10 award away from you. Both of you will get the top 10 award, right? Because,
okay.
you know,
because
we don't want to like get someone excited. It's like, yes. And then suddenly it's like,
you're on the phone, you're on your parents.
And suddenly it's gone, right? Can you imagine that? Not going to do that to people. So, okay. Right, full disclosure, that is everything that's involved in a Thanos snap.
So we tried to be very careful.
By the way, we've added Thanos snap to the Discord as an emoji.
Okay.
To commemorate, because we did one this week, right?
We did a Thanos snap this week, yeah.
So you can now visually cue that one
nice.
Up if you wish.
Okay, so hope that answers the question. It's a bit complicated. This has been a very long technical podcast.
But some people want to know.
Yeah,
and now you know the horror that it is
so
running
this game. So hang on, I need to get this dust off this. Right, we've talked enough about the past. Let's talk about the future. Can you throw this A-track into
the speaker
system, please?
Okay.
Because it's the budget Bond theme. It's the budget Bond theme. It's the budget Bond theme. When you can't afford the real thing, it's the budget Bond theme. It's the budget Bond theme. Get a sucker to do it for you for free.
Whoa, I have not heard that classic for
a
while.
Oh, we're back.
Stone Cold Classic.
Stone Cold Classic. As you may have heard that there's a Bond film coming out.
Is there?
There is.
Oh.
It's been... They really low-keyed it, though. They really played it quite...
Yeah, right. They're going for, like, grassroots, kind of cultist.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going to go with
word of mouth.
They aren't going to spend 9 months marketing the hell out of it. Also, you may have heard... And I don't know if... You may have heard that this is Daniel Craig's last one. Have you heard that?
Yeah. So, apparently, he got paid quite a lot for it.
He got paid...
He wasn't going to do it.
He got paid all of the money. They went, well, I don't really fancy doing one. What's that? Oh, that's the sack of cash. Okay. Oh, sorry. That's the first sack of cash. There's 25 more outside in the corridor.
Yes. Men, bring in the other sacks of cash.
Large elephants come in with, you know, furnishing with gold coins and trunks. And he went, yeah, go on, then I'll do one more. Anyway, I thought I'd very quickly just go through where we stand on the odds for the next Bonds. Now, for those of you who've been listening, like...
Three years ago,
I decided to put a cheeky bet down on the next Bond because I had a moment of clarity.
Who would be the next actor to play James Bond?
Who would be the next Bond actor?
Because we thought that Daniel Craig had done his last one.
Yes.
And then the accountants thought otherwise.
The guy with the spreadsheet went, now we can probably give him 100 million and still break even. So we are looking at who is... on for the list. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't looked at this for quite a while.
Right.
But the list hasn't really changed.
Oh, okay.
So it's all the
same.
We've
got no movers, no new entries.
No new real changes. So just very, very quickly, just because...
But it's been a while, so give us a run through.
It's been a while. So just to remind you all, I have reasoned that Henry Cavill is a very strong shout for the next Bond. And the reasons I went through are encyclopedically nerdy, but if you think about it, you kind of go, okay, that's quite good.
It is a well-reasoned argument.
Personally, I think that had Daniel Craig gone, they would have got Henry Cavill in. I think Henry's window may have closed.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think Henry Cavill might make it now. I think he was in line for it in 2015, but not in 2020.
And we know timing is important because there have been people who have been available at certain times and so on and so forth.
Exactly.
As previously covered.
So, currently, I put down my bet for Henry Cavill and he was 33-1.
Back in the day.
He is now 16 to one.
Okay, so the world thinks that he's actually more likely.
Yeah,
but you think maybe
I think maybe time has passed. Okay, yeah. So a couple of very quick ones. Cillian Murphy, depending on how you pronounce it, is down as 12-1.
No. He's too thin.
Yeah. He'd be a really good Bond villain.
Absolutely.
But not a Bond.
Because of the crazy eyes.
Yeah. Tom Hardy's down at 9-1.
Well, he's got the physique.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's establishment enough for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aidan Turner is 14-1.
Now, is he...
Poldark.
He's your man, Poldark. Yeah,
and I think that's the only reason he's in
this. I've not seen him with shorter hair. I need to see him with a Bond-length haircut,
right? Good point. Okay, fair play.
Maybe.
Okay. Right?
Maybe.
But just to prove that this...
And sorry, what were his odds?
His odds were 14-1.
Okay. So still moderately long. Yeah.
Still, and then to prove the story that won't die is Idris Elba at 9-1. Even though...
Idris, if you ask me this again, I'm going to
punch you. Yeah, because he doesn't want it. But he's now trolling people about it. Because now he's got a photograph of him with Daniel Craig giving him the eye, going, I'm going to nick his job. And everyone's like, oh my God, and he goes to the next one. He goes, no, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah.
So he's not good. Jack Loudon.
Who is Jack Loudon?
Don't know who Jack Loudon is.
We might need to do a bit of research thing.
He's down at 6.5-1.
That's... good odds.
It is.
Sorry, Jack.
Jack Loudon. Loudon. For those of you, this is thrilling radio.
Yeah, okay. Well, you keep going and I'll look him up while you're talking.
Michael Fassbender.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I think that's not
unreasonable.
He's clear enough of X-Men. He doesn't have to do any more X-Men films.
Yeah.
He's quite good. 8-1 for Michael Fassbender. Fassbender, not Fassbender.
Okay. All right.
Tom Hiddleston is 3.5-1.
Wow, popular. Yeah. I think, you know, out of that lot, maybe.
Richard Madden at 7-1.
Oh, right, because he was in Game of Thrones and then in Bodyguard. Yeah. Which is, yeah.
And then lastly, James Norton.
Right, now.
James Norton. Wilson has a final on James Norton. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's currently on for 8-5, which is...
Wow, that's like odds on, right?
Really odds on. So a lot of people are thinking very good thoughts for him. Now, I saw him in a TV show over the holiday period where he played a 60s character. It was a 60s dramatization.
Okay.
And he was good in it, but he wasn't... He didn't... I can't see him as Bond. But I don't know. But anyway... I just wanted to very quickly go through those odds. Not that we're a gambling website.
All right. I think that Jack Loudon, who is currently 29, is too young.
Right.
And I don't think, per your previous criteria, he's done qualifying films.
Right.
From what I can see.
Okay.
So, interesting. Oh, right. We'll know him from Fighting With My Family. He was Florence Pugh's brother from Flight. So he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a good guy, but I just think he's too young. He hasn't got... I think Bond has to have a certain sort of...
he hasn't got a military service behind him, has he?
He does. He's got, I don't want to say weathered, but he's got to have lived. He's got to have the scars and he's too fresh
late,
faced.
Late 30s, early 40s.
So maybe 10 years from now... Maybe he's going to be ready.
He could be our standby boy.
Maybe we put some money down now.
Now on him being...
Oh, no, but his odds are quite... Yeah, we need... So when he inevitably doesn't become Bond and the odds of him being the Bond afterwards go right down, we should be cashing in.
Okay.
Well, not cashing in, putting the money in.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. So time will tell, I suppose.
Yes.
Yes. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Obviously, we're hoping that Cavill's going to just walk it, right?
As stated, if Cavill comes in, then it's
we're curry, going for curry time.
Curry. There's a lot of curry as well. So anyway, but I think it's going to go quiet now because obviously the Bond film will come out. It'll go wild. It'll make millions, and then probably in the end of this year, they'll start thinking about the next Bond film. And then
and they'll do an announce because the announce is effectively the beginning of the marketing for the next film.
Which will be in technically in
now. It depends. So I guess it depends on the outcome of that film as well as like how long before and how much money it makes because if it makes a lot of money, they're just going to want to put another one out.
Obviously, if it makes
What did I say? If it makes a lot of money,
they'll still want to put another one out. It's all going to be interesting, but right, that was it. I just wanted to play the song.
Yes, it's a good song. You know, you got a good jingle. Make the most of it. That's your lot for this week, episode.
Yeah, didn't have time to talk about Ready or Not.
Oh, I've seen Ready or Not, and I saw you were watching
A horror film I watched by accident last week.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it next
week. Yeah, because it's been and gone, so we can talk about it next time.
After I've got Mrs. B to watch Knives Out.
Ah,
and before you're thinking, are they different films? They are different films, but spoilers. Not spoilers.
All right.
Future spoilers.
Yes.
Stuff. That's it. We're done.
End of the episode.
This has been a very technical one, so we'll be back next
time.
2 weeks time.
With trailers for trailers covering
the next podcast. I promise I've seen actual films to watch, and we'll talk more about films, etc., etc. But hopefully today has given you the...
There are some people out there who are very happy that they know the details, and they're probably also equally unhappy because they realise how bonkers the details are.
Details aren't bonkers. It's chaos. But chaos in a way that we have harnessed it.
Ah.
And what could possibly go wrong with that?
Nothing.
Right.
Ever.
We're back in 2 weeks' time.
Yep.
Trailers and stuff. And then, so that's it. So thanks very much. If you need to get hold of us, we're on the Discord group. You can also find us on the Twitter at the FFL. FFL. We're not on Facebook. We don't do Facebook. You can email us if you're from the 1990s, which we are.
We are.
So you can find me at mrbirch@fantasyfilmleague.com. And we will see you in 2 weeks' time.